We are under a little pressure to finish up what we're painting because we're going to have a show.
Sue Phillip is an 89-year-old resident at the senior living community Brighton Gardens of Friendship Heights. She's a mother to three, a former newspaper writer, and now she's discovering she's a talented artist.
That is gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed doing them because I'd not done any painting before.
Most days, Phillip joins a small group of 5 to 10 to work on her art. But while she's painting, drawing, and coloring, she's also working on her memory.
You know her face. I know you know her face. Let's try to do a little recall. She's been in the news. I'll give you some hints.
On a recent morning, Life Enrichment Manager Erin Byrne was quizzing the group on current events. Nearly all in attendance have mild to moderate memory loss, and activities such as these aim to slow down its progression, even improve memory.
In the state of Michigan,
the group calls themselves the Forget-Me-Nots.
You can feel free to express yourself, feel free to be social, laugh about the fact that you forgot what you had for breakfast this morning, and just be a part of something positive.
And as for the painting?
Art is always something that can trigger things in your memory.
One former artist even decided to start painting again, years after she'd stopped.
Her daughter said, "This is the first I've seen my mom painting in years. We've been trying to get her to paint for years, but because of what's been happening, she wasn't painting anymore." It really is remarkable to watch someone, you know, experiencing joy, pure joy, when they were anxious or nervous or unable to do something before, and now they feel like they have their own space to do it.
Forget-Me-Nots formed in April, and Phillip said she already feels like it's had an impact on her cognitive function.
And I do think my memory has improved.
And so has her painting. You can catch all the artwork from the bunch at a showcase September 20th at the Urban Winery in Silver Spring. Details are on WTOP.com. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.